Yeah, they're there. You looking for my glasses, you're saying? Or? Yeah, no, I'm bad eyes, man. What do they say, 44, 43, 44 is when you start needing your readers. I'm a little older than that, guys. Listen, great win for our guys. A lot of respect for this Illinois team. They're tough. They're tough-minded, physical, well-coached, talented. Obviously, you saw what Iowa did in the first half, and then their entire group was doing there. But I just thought we had so many guys step up and make big plays. You can just go down the line right now, really. Obviously, EJ was phenomenal. Caleb was terrific defensively and offensively. Andre Gravis gave us critical moments. Luther's defense was incredible on a matchup that's a very difficult matchup in Iowa for everybody, not just us. So players win games, and this was a heck of a win when it didn't always look great for us because we weren't making a lot of shots, honestly. And some of that was, give credit to them. They're a good defensive team.
Like you said, you were 3 of 15 from three, but you found that didn't sink you tonight. What were you able to do to compensate for that?
You know, it's interesting. I have to think about it because I didn't know our numbers were quite as bad as what they were. Now, we didn't turn it over. I think we turned it six times in the first 8 minutes, and then after that, five the rest of the game. So that settled down for us. Caleb made a couple threes, but outside of that, we couldn't find a three. They made plays on the rim. I thought we were able to get them in transition, and we were able to get to the free throw line. Those were the two differences, and then the offensive rebounding.
And the way you were able to pull away, EJ had the dunk that gave you the lead for good, and then you kind of close it like you did against Michigan. What are you seeing with your guys as you find a lineup in the last 8-9 minutes that you can ride and that have led you to two big wins here?
Yeah, it's it was two different lineups, right? So I think we talked about as a group here, didn't we, in January when we were going through some struggles and we had a couple close losses at home. And to be honest with you, we were really searching for what is our closing lineup, and most importantly, probably more importantly like that, what are we going to in the closing stretch? We just didn't know. And some of that is we hadn't been in a lot of close games, and a lot of it is we had new pieces in or not new, but like we had sophomores in some of those roles, and we had CJ Walker, and we were trying to figure out outside of Caleb, where do we go and how do we utilize guys? It takes us a little while, but we figured that out. We figured that out.
Caleb's second half, he scores 15 and had the and one on Colburn. What did you see out of him? What really got him going, you think?
He was phenomenal. I agree with you. I just thought he was in foul trouble, and he only had two field goal attempts in the first half. I actually thought he could have been a little bit more aggressive, but that's how Caleb plays. Like, he just plays the game the right way. We tried to move Kofi around a little bit to make him guard in space a little bit more because we thought maybe Caleb could take advantage of that with the shooting. And he did. And he made really good reads. And then he had a couple great finishes through contact.
And in terms of EJ's game, have you seen this kind of thing coming?
Yes, I have, I think. But I say that, I don't want to say, I predicted this. Certainly I didn't. But what we've seen is really, and I think you guys have too, for like the last 5 weeks, right? Haven't you guys seen he's coming? Like, he's coming. It's just like he's coming. It's really been about 5 weeks where we've all sat in here and said, here he comes. Like, he has moments. And maybe he gets two quick fouls and I got to pull him in the first half. But we just kept, I think we felt like that. And you saw some spots in the Iowa game where his offense kept us in it. But I thought today his offense and his defense were critical. I mean, he was phenomenal. And now we got to see if he can keep doing that.
Was he the plan tonight because of their size, or was he the plan because Caleb got in foul trouble, you had to do something, Kyle's out, and he played well enough to earn those second half minutes?
No, we didn't really plan anything different than we normally did. We figured he would get 20 to 25 minutes. Typically, I don't know what – I think he played more than that tonight. But we kind of figured that's where it would be. With Kyle out, that's kind of typically what it's been, about 20 to 23, 24 minutes. So we kind of – you know, he's still working through conditioning and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot for a big guy to play or a freshman forward to play. But the foul trouble did change it.
Dwayne's typically not out that much in the second half, and I want to know if that was you knew you were going to have to play EJ because of they play the two bigs together, or if you did it because EJ was effective and you're just going to stick.
Yeah, we just roll with EJ. He was playing well. That's why that group was playing better.
Did you put Caleb back in the first half because you felt like it was getting away, or are you typically if a guy goes out that quick with two, which I don't think's happened quite that much this year with him at least.
It hasn't.
You. Put him, you know, will you always do that or
no.
Did you feel the game? They were up 11.
It was a little early to put him back in, to be quite honest with you. It was a little risky to get him back in at that moment. It was a little risky. But I just said, so what? You know, we're gonna roll with it, you know. If he gets his third. But I said my piece on his second. And he's smart enough now that I trust that he wouldn't get his third, and he did a great job playing. We just had to yank him in and out for offense, defense. That's a little bit hard to get in a rhythm when you're getting yanked in and out in the first half like you were.
When you needed to go to him today and when you needed sort of somebody to step up and it was EJ down in the second half, how confident were you in him just based on what you had seen in the last 4 to 5 weeks that, you know, even though he's a freshman, even though this is one of the bigger moments against obviously his home state team, that, you know, he's ready for this moment?
I think we just – I don't know that you ever project 17 and 11 for a freshman, right? But I just – again, I think we've been really confident in him all year. It's just in this last month – we've seen it now with Kyle out. I think we've been able to see it even more so with steadier minutes. But let's be honest, he had some really good moments in the non-conference too, right? It's just I think he's adjusted. He had that moment in January where he really adjusted. Like, whoa, this Big Ten play is really physical, and you got to play really, really hard. He's done that.
There's probably a realistic alternate world where, you know, he's playing on the other side of the court tonight and you guys are going against him. Does this sort of go back to a testament of you guys have to, in recruiting, own sort of this region and this area and the impact that can have?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, but I wouldn't want to put too much into that. We just, you know, we are constantly trying to identify guys that we feel like really, really fit us. And we are pursuing those guys with all of our heart and all the stuff we can bring. And from day one, we felt like that with him. And from day one, since he's arrived here, that's been confirmed in our minds every day. He is very much our kind of guy. He's a tremendous kid who is only going to get better. He's our youngest kid on our team.
Luther's minus 14 the first half, then finishes plus one. Holds 11, scoreless the last 11-10, I think.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
What happened there?
It was phenomenal. He just really, really played with better motor, the motor that we know that Luther can play with, really made him work. I don't think he scored, did he? He scored 1 point. But his impact was phenomenal.
You'll take that trade-off?
Yeah, because it was a lot of work for him. You know, I think it does take away from your offense when you're working like he was on a tremendous player in Io. I thought his defense was up there as a significant difference in the game.
A couple other things. 16 offensive boards. That's pretty good. Yeah. What have you been on him about that, or what's going on there too?
No, you know, we have worked on it a little bit more. We have. I think you always play with a little more energy at home. But we have been on him a little bit more about having more guys go. I just think we're doing a little bit better job of it. We've actually moved up in the last 3 or 4 weeks in offensive rebounding percentage in the conference. And I do think when you get to tournament time, if you can get a few easier baskets in those ways, it helps you. I think that's part of what I've been thinking in the last 3 or 4 weeks is, can we get better at that area?
Last thing, did you get to talk to the sixty team at all? Any of those guys, or
saying that we did? We took a picture with the 1960 team, and big, you know, this was obviously senior night, a chance to honor the 1960 national champion team. It was, they came to shoot around, so it was really a it was a phenomenal experience, I think, for all of us to just, you know, we didn't get to spend time with everybody. We had a game to play, but it was great having him here.
What do you know about Lucas other than he had 30 rebounds a game, I think, three times?
You know, he's been to several games, right? So I've had a chance to spend some time, a little bit of time with him, and actually saw him after the Michigan game as well. But it's pretty cool having them right there, yeah.
Obviously, you'd rather have Kyle Young on the floor, but is this kind of best-case scenario when you get a highly rated recruit in here and he's get extended opportunities and it kind of works out how it does today where it kind of blossoms?
Yeah, yeah, and I think he's done a great job kind of seizing that opportunity that's been there. And you know, some of it is, too, is – you know, Ryan came, I told you Ryan Day came back in the locker room after the game, and I thought he had a great way of kind of he actually looked at EJ and said, "Hey, listen, I see you getting better," because I think Ryan watches a lot of our games, just like I watch all of his games. He talked about, you know, every guy's path is different. You know, every guy's path is different, and you got to own your own path. And sometimes guys figure it out a little earlier. Sometimes guys figure it out a little bit later. And he's really, really come on, and it's a credit to the kind of kid he is.
What's changed as far from the last time Kyle missed some time and he was in this position to get extended minutes?
I think from EJ's perspective, I don't know, you have to ask him. My guess is he just has a greater understanding of how hard you have and physically you have to play in this league. It's different than non-conference, right? It just is. The Big Ten, it's just different. And, you know, we've talked all the time, Cade Bates-Diop, 15 games, I believe, as a freshman where he played 5 minutes or less. 15 games as a freshman where he played 5 minutes or less. But his path was a little bit different. 3 years later, four years later, he's getting drafted. So it's just everybody's path is different. It takes guys a little bit to figure out how hard this level is in league play.
Some of the stuff you were saying about Andre after the game, his improvement over the years, his toughness, seems like EJ might be kind of made of similar stuff. I know their skill sets are not the same.
No.
But in terms of
– I mean, some similarities.
Somewhat maybe. But just in terms of, like, that demeanor, like, the willingness to want to get better, the toughness aspect of it, like, I guess it's a bit of a projection. But do you see EJ being a similar kind of program guy like an Andre, like a JT even?
Well, you're obviously talking about some guys that have been really good players, and I think EJ has the chance to be a very good player for us. How quickly, you know, that's going to need to happen pretty quickly next year, as well. But I just think he's got to put the work in. He's got to put the time in. We got to continue to grow his game. He needs to add to his game with, you know, things we'll talk about in the off season, more 3-point attempts, those kind of things. But all that will come. But his attitude's in the right place, and we'll see. You know, Andre committed himself every day to really work at it, and he really dropped his body fat composition from his sophomore to junior year, dropped significantly. So we'll see. I'm not saying that needs to be the case with EJ, but all those things play into development.
What you were saying about a guy's path and how long it could take and how it could be different. Like, I try to ask this delicately, I guess, but like the class that EJ came in with has had guys go through some stuff, and there's all different kinds of paths. I'm just wondering, like, they come in as a group and those guys are always close. Like, how difficult it is to keep the mindset that he's had when maybe at times he's felt like he's, I don't know, on an island doing stuff?
Yeah, probably. Him and Ibrahim are really close. They're really close. I think that's probably, they're roommates. I think that's probably helped him. But yeah, the other obviously you're talking about the other two guys. But I think he's been able to kind of have an impact in almost every game, so that kind of gives kids, you know, confidence, and they grow in confidence, and as his minutes have even increased even more, he's seeing it.
To open the second half, there was a lot of back and forth runs. You guys cut it to four and they would extend, and we know how AO can get hot. So what kind of resolve did you see from your guys in that battling through those runs that they were when they were going on them?
Good resolve. We were really tough-minded. We've been a very tough-minded group these last, what's it been, 5 weeks or whatever it's been. We've been a very tough-minded group. Now we'll see if that continues. There's no permanency to that. You know, you got to bring that each day to practice, and that's a muscle you grow. But we'll see if it continues.
When you're deciding to start a Joey Lane or a Danny Hummer, and it's a game that you need, what is like the balance of you want to do right by your senior, you also want to win? How much do you stress over those sorts of decisions, and ultimately what leads you to decide to start a walk-on?
I stopped stressing over it. My first year as a head coach, I did not start. I was going into the day before practice and told my staff I was not going to start. We had a walk-on, similar to Danny, we had a walk-on who was a senior, and I was not going to start him. It was my first year at Gardner-Webb. Our first year, and thank God I had the young man Takeo Siddle, who's now an assistant at NC State, say to me, "Coach, it really matters." I'm like, "Really?" You know, I guess I was old enough at that point to not. He said it really, really matters, and I've done it from that point on. He had just got done playing. He had just got done playing, so I think he brought that perspective to it.
And how have you seen that impact guys as you've gone through? I mean, we've seen obviously some guys these last 2-3 years, but you've started, I'm sure, a number of guys that might be their only start. How do you see that impact a guy?
I don't know. I think they really look forward to it. Especially, and you're talking specifically about a walk-on who's not ever played. Yeah. That particular game was a game we started out. Coach Nettie was reminding, I think we started out 23-0. We started out on that run, and that probably confirmed the decision for me even more. It validated it for sure. But I think it's a morale boost too. Now, Danny did a great job, made our opening basket, didn't he, over Kofi? So, he does work on our guys and scout team all the time. I was glad he did it on somebody else.
You had talked after the last game about the sort of the gravity of the turnaround that you guys have had and just how drastic it is. The other aspect of it is a lot of it's coming home, and the win at Michigan was obviously a big one. Yeah. But you guys still, you have Michigan State coming, yeah, and then obviously the rest will be away from this building. How confident are you in this team? And you talked about the mental toughness, but it's different when it goes on the road.
Well, I think that's the question about us, and that's the question we'll put in front of us as a group. It's a question for a lot of teams, right? But, that team there, I think, what'd you guys say, 7 road games or whatever. It's a question for us. We got to own that. We've not always been good on the road. We've not always been tough-minded on the road. We haven't. Coaches, players got to own that. We got to try to be better. It's not like we're playing top 10 team in the country on Sunday on senior day, but just more important, we got to be better on the road. You mentioned the Michigan win. That was a great win on the road, but I guess probably our best road win on the year, but we got to be better. All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.